English Text Society's facsimile edition, is to be intrigued by the handwriting. Stern, stylish letters, like crusading chess pieces, fall into orderly ranks along faintly ruled lines. But the man whose calligraphy we ponder, a jobbing scribe, probably, was not the author. The person who has become known as the Gawain poet remains as shadowy as the pages themselves. Among many other reasons, it is partly this anonymity that has made the poem so attractive to latter-day translators. The lack of authorship seems to serve as an invitation, opening up a space within the poem for a new writer to occupy. Its comparatively recent rediscovery acts as a further draw. If Milton or Pope had put their stamp on it, or if Dr. Johnson had offered an opinion, or if Keats or Coleridge or Wordsworth had drawn it into their orbit, such an invitation might now appear less forthcoming. The diction of the original tells us that its author was, broadly speaking, a northerner, or we might say a Midlander. The linguistic epicentre is thought to be located somewhere between North Staffordshire and South Lancashire. Some researchers claim to have identified Swithamley Grange as the castle of Hodesea, or the jagged peaks of the Roaches as those Rogha and Gnocled Canares with Cnornad stones, line 2166.